Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. And I'd like to do a commentary on day 36. And the Bible verse is Acts chapter 12, verse 12. And it reads, "When this had dawned on him, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, also called Mark, where many people had gathered and were praying." Acts 12, 12. It's a wonderful thing to know that people pray, and they pray for me when I'm speaking in the first person. I love to know people have prayed for me, and I have seen the demonstration of prayer most recently, or I should say the time before the most recent time, was the time of when I was going through stage 4 cancer. And people all over were praying for me, people that I didn't even know. I would even get letters sent to me at a hospital from a little first grade class of a colleague that I used to work with, another teacher. She had her first grade class write to me, and these little kids would write. I didn't know who they were, but they would write to me and tell me that they were praying for me. And I was so grateful for them, so grateful for them. And so, you know, God is just an amazing God. What he says he does, he really does. But I can think of a more recent time of prayer, and that was the last Christmas season, when I had an attack of adhesions. I have adhesions in my abdomen area. I had an operation that they had trouble with, and they had to go back in. And the doctor has explained to me that whenever you have an operation in the abdomen area, or any area really, but you can have scar tissue, but it's really in the abdominal area, it can be a problem, because since the intestines move around all the time, the scar tissue can almost act like an adhesion. You know, they stick together, and they can cause cramping and a lot of sickness. And I can tell you, anybody who has adhesions can tell you, a huge amount of pain, just unbelievable pain. And I had an attack at the end of almost before Christmas, and I was in so much pain. I was doubled over. I remember the ambulance came. I was in the hospital. And they eventually just give you a shot of something that just pretty much knocks you out, kind of, but not really. If anybody knows medication, you're kind of in a different place. And I was in my hospital room, and I could hear my family around me. My family, for the most part, the ones that I live with, don't know the Lord yet. I have some who don't live in our household. But anyway, I was there, and I could hear their voices in the background. They were talking, and they were saying, they were talking about me, and they could not, they knew, and they didn't know that I could hear them. I was there, but I was still in a little ball, even though I wasn't quite in a lot of pain, because the pain killers that they give you don't usually take away that pain completely. So I was in a little ball, and all of a sudden I heard a voice. I heard them say, "Oh, hi." And it was someone from these meetings. They had come to the hospital, and I heard her voice, and I knew she knew the Lord. And the Bible says this. It says that the fervent prayers of a righteous man, you know, avail us much. It can bring healing in an amazing way, that fervent prayer. And out of my bed, I called her name, And everybody was surprised in the room because they thought I was asleep. I called her name and I said, please, can you come over and pray for me? And she prayed for me. Oh, my word. And this is what I know is an amazing thing. When we surrender our hearts to Jesus Christ, His righteousness becomes ours. His right standing with the Father of the universe, with the Creator of the universe, with God, who is God. His right standing with God becomes our right standing with God. So when we say in our prayers, you know, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are saying that everything that Jesus said about Himself, we believe, we absorb, we take in, is ours. And this is why the Bible is so important. Because we would need to know these promises. We need to know these facts. We need to know this truth. And like it said in John 8:32, we know the truth. We will know the truth, and the truth will set us free. And as we are abiding in that word, keeping that word in us, believing who we are in Him, we have power. We have power, not of our own, it's His power through us. And like I said, it doesn't just stop the food, which is an amazing, wonderful thing. Please, I'm not minimizing the freedom of not being in the food. I praise the Lord. I kid you not. I purpose every morning to be on my knees thanking the Lord that I am free from the food today. I don't want to ever stop that. But I also thank Him for bringing me from death to life. I thank Him for my salvation. I'm not who I used to be. And so what happens is like what I told you at the beginning, and when I was giving the introduction. In Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4, this is what the Bible says about us who know Him and who purpose to be in His Word. The Lord God has given me the tongue of one who is taught, not just me, but any born-again believer who goes into His Word and believes it and lives it. He's given me the tongue of one who is taught so that I may sustain with a word him who is weary. Morning by morning He awakens. He awakens my ear as one who is taught. So when that sister came into that room in the hospital and prayed over me with power and earnestness, I kid you not, even the doctor the next day said to me, oh my word, he said that I was different. And not only that, from that point on, I actually did not, and I knew this from before, a much better medicine, and I'm not putting medicine down, believe me, because I, you know, please, that God can definitely use medicine. But this is what I have found, that I need to go to the Lord first for whatever is going on with me, whether it is physical, emotional, or spiritual. I need to go to Him first. And He will direct my path. He will tell me what I need to do. And I'll have a peace about it. But I can tell you, after she prayed for me, no, I didn't take any more of those shots because, please, it had a double-edged sword involved with that one. And I know that from the past. I did not know. And besides, the pain relief that I got from those shots was not, you know, didn't last that long, and the repercussions were worse for me. When I tell you that the prayers of the righteous stood me up on my feet. And eventually I was out of that hospital. Getting out of that hospital. And so, please, if you hear my voice and you don't know the Lord, that's the first step in having prayers that are powerful. Surrender your life to Him and make Him number one. Both the Old Testament and the New Testament tells us we are to love the Lord God with all our hearts, with all our soul, with all our mind. Think about what that looks like on a daily basis. What would that look like today if that was true in your life? And you can begin to understand the power. You start feeling it. Once you have surrendered to Jesus and purpose in your mind that God is going to be number one, and you will not be ashamed of Him. The world cannot hold a candle to who God is. Our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard, our minds have not conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. Love Him today. Don't be ashamed of it. Just love the Lord.